exactly? More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I know I paid for an Apple Watch, but I could deal a lot less with its attitude. Time to stand up. Looks like you didn't achieve your fitness goals last night. Get out of here.
Looks like you've gained a few pounds, huh, buddy? You need to go exercise.
I'm worried about your heart there, pal. Excuse you? How dare you? Yeah, look, I'm doing a radio show. I don't have time to stand up.
Right. You stink, and I don't like you!
Yeah, Apple, get out of my business.
Hey, I need to give a shout-out to my son, Zach, who's actually listening to us on the radio.
Welcome. Yeah.
Love you, bud.
Oh, that's it, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Short and sweet?
No, Zach's amazing.
Good kid.
Good kid.
He's a good kid. Yep. Here's what we got. We have a what are the odds. I give you a scenario, Scott. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen.
All right.
We got a couple here to get at. I'm pretty sure that the Jazz, I mean, I just have no clue what's going to go on. With all these guys who are out.
You need to know better than that.
I know. The Jazz are locked in. I mean, the Spurs are locked in basically. They can't do worse than a bottom four. A bottom three, I think, in record. And so they have the best. They have the same odds as the very worst team.
Right.
As they do in the spot that they are right now to be able to get, you know, the Victor Wembanyama lottery.
Well, it's designed so that games like this where the Jazz are playing the Spurs.
They can play hard.
Will be competitive.
Right. They can play hard and it won't matter. They'll still be bad. Yeah. So what are the odds of Jazz win tonight versus the Spurs? No Colin Sexton, no Jordan Clarkson, no Lauri Markkanen, no Rudy Gay. Simone Fontecchio, I'm still trying to find out if he was listed as questionable. I don't know if he's a game time decision or what. So what are the odds that they win this game tonight?
I was going to go a David Robinson 50%, kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
But that's too
lame.
And it's game day, so I got to go with Mark Eaton, 53%.
Okay.
May he rest in peace.
He will be available tonight.
Who's he?
Simone Fontecchio.
Oh, well, that changes it for me.
But he had a game that he had, 27 two games ago? So if now that Simone's in, I just created my own opinion off of that, knowing that. Simone Fontecchio is in this game tonight. He's playing his butt off. This Jazz team win this game, and I'm going to give it a Nate Newton 61% chance that they win it.
Wow.
I'm still not, like, aggressive
Nate
about
Newton.
Picking it. Again,
is he related to Olivia Newton?
No, he's not. No, he's not. But he did drop a ton of weight. He didn't even look like himself.
Yeah. Those guys, someone pokes them with a pin and they pop.
I know. As soon as their career's over, linemen all get skinny.
I wish I could find that pin.
See, yeah.
I could pop.
Where's that pin? What are the odds that Lamar Jackson starts week one for the Ravens? He's requesting the trade. Teams are kind of floating out there, pretending like they're not that interested.
I think it's really hard for him to move. Just a circle. It's hard. It's a big ask. I'll say he's really dumb if he holds out. Right? He needs to. That's not a good thing. I'll say it's relative. I'm going to say Randy Gradishaw.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Randy Gradishaw, 53%.
I'm going to say that it's actually...
He's one of my favorite players, by the way.
I think that he's going to have less of a... Because I'll tell you what he doesn't have is probably a beef against his teammates or even John Harbaugh. And in the end, the front office can do whatever they're going to do. And I think that if things start to fall apart a little bit, Lamar Jackson, he's going to take that $34.5 million, whatever the franchise tag money is, and he's going to play for this Ravens team, and he's going to go, you know what? I'm going to give myself a better shot to go somewhere else in the offseason if that's my option. Or the Ravens have to up me again. So I'm going to go with a Reggie. No.
You're really trying too hard on this.
I know. I'm just thinking too much. Well, okay. I'm going to go with a Jerry Rice 88%. Or no, 80%, sorry. I was going to say Michael Irvin, and then I went Jerry Rice 80%.
Keith Jackson was 88.
Okay. What are the odds that Lauri Markkanen plays three out of the last six games? Now, we know he's out tonight, so that could be a possibility of the next six games. Where is he going to be at after tonight? What are the odds Lauri Markkanen plays three out of those last six games?
He's the finisher.
Oh!
Okay.
I didn't think about that.
So he's going to finish out the season. He's from that Finnish stock. They are tough people. Let's say I'll give it a high percentage. I'm going to give it a 78%.
Ooh.
Is it what's his name? Ed Too Tall Jones? No, he was 72.
He was 72.
Harvey Martin was 78. Or was he 79?
Leon Lett was 78.
Yeah, we'll go with one of those.
Okay.
Richmond Webb.
I'm going to go with
Bruce Smith.
I think he's going to play 3 out of 6. I'm going to go with a Dwight Clark 87% chance.
Wow.
There you go.
Catch.
I don't know why I was thinking so much of these 49ers.
You know, Dwight Clark, he died very young.
Yes. You know, I think of Todd Christensen in that same situation, too. You go, man.
Yeah.
Died too young. They're way too talented. They could have offered so much more to the game of football, too. Yeah. Let's take the break. We will come back. When we return, let's chat a little bit about Utah's latest from spring practices. You'll hear from Coach Kyle Whittingham, and you'll hear about this quarterback situation. I know that there's, you know, not really a competition because it's going to be Cam if he's healthy. But what about that quarterback number two, which could be a little bit more useful if you're not going to have 100% healthy Cam Newton? Or Cam Newton, my heavens. Cam Rising, jeez. I've got all these other cams in my head, all these quarterbacks that are currently not playing. All right, more to go around the corner, 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone.